So another music-related question. What does a 20th century Russian poet have to do with Johnny Cash? You'll have to ask singer-songwriter Iris DeMent. She sung duets with John Prine, Steve Earle, and Emmylou Harris. But her latest collaboration is with the tragic queen of Russian poetry. Here's Alina Simone.
The minister who married my husband and me said one thing that's always stayed with me. Falling in love is like recognizing a member of your family you just haven't met yet. This is exactly what happened to Iris DeMent one day when she returned, exhausted, from another long tour. She and her husband had decided to adopt, and an agency had sent over a booklet with photographs of waiting children.
I was looking at these pictures, not thinking much of it. And in there was a picture of our daughter, and it was an instantaneous sort of a, that's my child kind of a feeling.
That child happened to live across the world, in Siberia. Years later, when her daughter was entering her tweens, Iris was struck by that feeling again when she randomly opened a book of Russian poetry a friend had sent her and began reading Anna Akhmatova's poem, Like a White Stone. Soon she found herself sitting at the piano.
Like a white stone, deep in a drawer of light.
It would go from, you know, a handful of interesting words on a page to this, like suddenly just the air entered the room for me, you know. I could feel when the melody was the right melody for the text, and when the marriage happened, I could feel it, you know, in my body. I felt like I went inside of the poem.
Such pain, and yet such ecstasy.
The result was The Trackless Woods, an album based on 18 of these poems. But who was Anna Akhmatova? Born Anna Garyanka to an aristocratic family in the 19th century, she lived through the Russian Revolution and two world wars. Her family history reads like a playbook of 20th century Soviet horrors, executions, imprisonment, censorship. But her will to survive and the beauty that she wrought from pain made her literary royalty. She became the people's poet.
Когда я ночью жду ее прихода.
Here's the only audio I could find of Akhmatova reading one of her poems, The Muse, not long before her death in 1966. When at night I'm waiting her arrival, it begins, life seems to hang by a thread. So how does a woman born in Arkansas relate to these poems, written by a woman with Stalin's scythe hanging over her head?
My parents were poor white farmers, you know, and my grandpa never owned his land. They came from nothing. I'm not saying that to be dramatic. I'm just saying that they came from hardship. You know, yeah, it wasn't Russia and Stalin wasn't standing over their head. But that view of life and that understanding of how unfunny life can be got passed on to me in a big, big, big way.
Anna Akhmatova is as quintessentially Russian as Mark Twain is American. But when Iris read her poem From an Airplane about Akhmatova's first flight when she was evacuated from St. Petersburg during the Nazis' devastating siege,
I instantly was like, Johnny Cash could have written this. I remember sitting there thinking, this just feels like Johnny Cash talking about flying over the South, you know, the cotton fields in Arkansas. And I decided consciously, I'm going to make this like in this rollicking kind of Johnny Cash musical thing. So I didn't get locked into trying to, you know, emulate some Russian sound or anything like that. I went with my world, you know. I think this might be true of everybody or a lot of people, but music allows us to be in the world in a more open, raw way than we're normally allowed to. You know what I mean?
For the world, this is Alina Simone.
You can hear more of Anna Akhmatova. We posted a video of her poem, The Muse, at PRI.org. You're listening to The World.